Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The NBA is back because the All-Star game was this week. The broken All-Star game that everybody loses their mind over, but somehow people still watch long enough to realize that the game is broken because it's the All-Star game. What are you looking for, people? Anyway, we got some NBA stuff to talk about, and I got my man Brendan Whitted at HU Cosell on Twitter to discuss it with me. He follows the league better than anybody I know. Let me get to something I wasn't going to ask you, but I see now that we are looking at the sunset, apparently, of LeBron. Is he going to go out quietly? Now we're starting to hear he's going to finish his career with the Lakers. Is it this year and one more that we're, I mean, I don't think Bronny is coming to the league anytime soon. I think Bronny is probably, if he's an NBA player at all, I think we're looking at a little bit longer down the road. Is the sun setting here? Are we looking at the last year, maybe 2 years of it?
I mean, that's kind of where I've been the last few years with him. Like, I've been kind of like, okay, waiting for him to slow down. He's still playing, especially on the offensive side of the ball, really, really well.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, he's playing really well on that side. It really kind of depends on what he wants the last part of his career to look like. Obviously, he has more holes behind him than in front of him. but in terms of, like, what does he want the last few years to look like? Does he want to go out as a guy that's as a legitimate all-star, right? He didn't get there on legacy votes this year. Like, he's legitimately an all-star. Like, do you still want to be that guy, or do you want to be Vince Carter, who's just kind of at the end of your career coming in for 7 to 10 minutes here right. And there? You know what I mean? And I can't see that for him, but ultimately that has to be his decision. But yeah, like, I also wonder if I were a diehard Laker fan, like, you play in the All-Star game, but you can't play in the regular season. Like,
he's got a bad ankle.
I mean, yeah, but you were out there trying to dunk from the free throw line during the All-Star game. Hey, buddy, how about you sit a couple plays out? It's your 20th. I think it's okay. It's all right. So I'm just saying, if I were a Laker fan, I'd be a little salty.
A couple things about, we'll get to the All-Star game in a second. Here's what LeBron, because I was looking at it last night, roughly 25, 8.5, 8, 52% from the floor, 40% from three, 75% from the line. He's 40. What is he? 30, yeah. 39, 40 years old? It's ridiculous that he is still this good at this age. I am privileged to have seen all of it and been actually doing this. I was doing this job for like 5 years before LeBron. Gosh, I feel so much older than before I said it. Real quick, let's go to the All-Star game because everybody wants to fix it. I think we have to come to the agreement that it's not fixable in today's society. In today's, the way we consume, the way the players compete. I mean, for the most part, these guys are friends. Like, the reason why LeBron is in his 20th All-Star game is that it gives him a chance to hang out with his guys, like some of the young guys that he wants to mentor and still have a connection to. That's their way to do it during the season because they don't have that opportunity to do it. So it doesn't bother me that he played in it. You know, maybe the dunking from the free throw line might be something else, but it doesn't bother me that he played in it. And then he's load managing in another game.
I would push back on the idea that because they're friends, they don't compete, right? Like,
what in the game they do in the game, well, in the All-Star game, they do.
But I don't think that has anything to do with their friendliness or not, because Barkley and Magic and Bird and Barkley were and Jordan were all friends, right? And they you know, no one would question
Michael?
Their competitive. Yes. They hung out outside of basketball, outside of the basketball sphere. Okay. They would hang out and go play golf and do whatever. I mean, somehow Barkley's been playing golf for this long and still terrible, but that's what's up. but like they've been doing that for a really long time. And so I push back on that about them being friendly. I think they just don't really want to compete that hard because they're on vacation, right? Like they're legitimately on vacation. Like they're going to these places. They're hanging out. It's Sunday, right? So you've been there since Friday, right? Been there since Friday. And now it's Sunday evening, and now you want me to perform? Come on, fam! Like, stop! Don't lie to everybody. I don't know what you're doing right now. Like, cause we're all partying, we're having a good time. No, you're not gonna get the best out of anybody. It's supposed to be a party. It's supposed to be a good time. And watching Dame Lillard like bomb from half court was fun. Like, that's not fun to anybody else. Like, put a hand up. You want to put a hand up you're gonna start checking guys 94 feet. Like, come on, man. Like, come on. Like, nobody wants to watch that. Like, I enjoy. You can still enjoy like Sabrina versus Curry.
Yeah.
Like that was fun. That was legitimate. I really had a good time watching that. Like, there you can do other things other than the game. But if you did want to add something, I say it every year. You want to add something? Add a game of 21. Just take all the chuckers. I don't even want the best players. I don't even necessarily want the best players. I want the guys that will take any shot ever. I want to put those guys out there and just watch them hoop. And you will see some real – that you want to talk about competition when someone gets 19 and everyone starts playing zone defense on this. Like, I mean, that's a fun time, man. That's what would save the All-Star game for me.
All right. Forget about the game. We get rid of the game. We have a tournament of 21.
Yep.
I like it. All right. You said fam, obviously it's about a different thing, but speaking of JJ Redick versus the Rivers, first Doc and then Austin jumps in defending. I don't know what kind of relationship he's got with Dad. Dad has traded him.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That happened before. Dad traded Austin at one point. But J.J. Redick was not thrilled that Doc Rivers was, you know, maybe deflecting some responsibility for the fact that the Bucks have struggled. Look, I don't understand why they got rid of their coach when they were, what, 30-13?
There was a reason that Doc was coaching in the All-Star game because they were really good.
Milwaukee
was really good.
Don't understand the notion of firing a coach who's nearly 20 games over 500 at the midpoint. But they did, and Doc Rivers, who was consulting them, is the head coach, and JJ apparently had enough. And he just said he's never accountable. What do you make of this delicious back and forth?
So I guess blue blood really isn't thicker than water.
No.
Okay. They're not all going to be gems. Okay, AG.
Nobody misses Austin. The only time that Duke fans like Austin Rivers is when they show the highlight of the shot over Tyler Zeller. That's it. Other than that, nobody misses him.
Look, I thought JJ had some legitimate points about, and these are things that have people have talked about on NBA Twitter for a long time when it comes to Doc Rivers, him being up 3-1, him being up 3-2, and consistently losing these series that they should be able to have control over. There are some conversations about guys getting hurt. Chris Paul gets hurt during one of the series. In another one of the series, they were the underdog coming in, so them losing, I guess, isn't as big of a deal. Like, there are some mitigating factors that you can kind of want to toss out there, but it wasn't surprising to see Redick do it. I guess it's just more interesting, a little bit more layered, because he played for Doc Rivers and because he had so much success under Rivers. Him on those Clippers team, those were good teams, and he played really well on it. I think that's what kind of drew some of the ire that you saw from his son, which, and you mentioned their strained relationship. I actually kind of like, just off aside from this particular part of the story, it was just kind of nice seeing him, you know, take up for his father. He had talked pretty openly about how kind of difficult that relationship had been. Mm-hmm. And it was just kind of cool to see him, to see Austin do it. On Austin's side, I thought he was legit. Like, he gets fired. I don't know how much more responsible he's supposed to take for these shortcomings in his career.
All right, I want to close on this because it's been a strange year. There was a time where, like both the Lakers and the Warriors were outside even of the play-in tournament, which is I can't even imagine right now. They're both inside of it, although it is precarious. So I'm going to give you a predictive NBA Finals, and you tell me if I'm crazy.
Okay.
Clippers and the Knicks in the NBA Finals.
Oh, man. Clippers, I can absolutely see. I think of all the teams that I've seen when they play their best, I think the Clippers are the best. Like they've had some questionable losses here and there and stuff like that. And I know there was a whole bunch of the jokes and memes and stuff when they first got Harden. They've really got that thing moving.
Yep.
They really seem to understand how each other plays and play off one another well. I was watching one of the games before the All-Star break. And I think Paul George had like 13 points of like 6 of 18 shooting, and they won by 20 points. Right, like they have so much talent on that team that everybody doesn't have to go off on every night. And Kawhi has been Kawhi. He's been one of the best players in the league again. Yeah. And it's great to see him healthy. And he's been incredibly efficient for like the past month and a half. So that's the best team that I think I've seen for either conference. I just don't see it with the Knicks. And I think I'm just doing a recency bias thing. I think I don't know if you go from being a good team, a talented team, a surprising team, to all the way to the finals. I have a hard time kind of wrapping my head around that. The Celtics have looked so unbeatable at times. Yes. With their offense. They've just been look lights out juggernaut type stuff. It's not that the Knicks aren't good and they haven't been healthy for a while. That's going to be a big issue. They have to get healthy at some point. But I feel like it's the Celtics' time after all the stuff they've been through.
Well, we can eliminate the Bucks because Doc Rivers is the coach. That's fair, right? Is that unfair to say that?
I think the thing that he did that got him the chip that has ultimately gotten him all of this cachet with Boston was he was able to manage personalities and manage veterans. That Milwaukee team is full of veterans. I think eight guys
are also awful defensively.
They are awful defensively. They're going to have to clean that up at some point.
How?
But
does Dame Lillard doesn't want to check anybody?
No, but I think maybe there's some stuff you can do. Like you look at Miami, they can come out in this kind of weird matchup zone sort of thing. And so like they can maybe start switching things and make it maybe a little bit easier for Dame, who can kind of die on screens anyway. Like, go ahead and switch, buddy. Like maybe you can figure some stuff out that you can hide him as your point of attack defender. Because they have guys that have won at this sort of level, Giannis has a title, I look at them in a different light than I look at the Knicks, right? Because nobody on that team has really won anything of substance. So it is harder for me to just wrap my head around a whole bunch of, you know, championship virgins coming out and getting the dub.
I should have said Villanova because that's basically the Knicks. It's like the two teams that won the title at Villanova. Their whole roster, pretty much, is playing in New York.
That OG pickup was nice for them, though. Like that team is a talented. I thought that was a really nice addition to their squad. That team is the most talented I've seen out of a Knicks squad in a while.
Yeah, and I think they've all settled into roles, which I don't know that they were before then. Finally, before we let Brendan win it go, at HU Cosell, are you pleased with where the Hornets are in terms of their development going forward? Obviously, this is not they're not going to make the play-in tournament this year, but are they set up for next year, the year after that?
Me, 13 and 41 is not going to get you in the play. Okay, fair enough.
Well, you don't know. We could expand more.
I'm interested to see Trey Mann. They've had some real issues with non-LaMelo ball minutes when he's on the court. I'd like to see him in that role, one of the guys that they picked up in a trade. They picked up a couple second rounders, a protected first, I believe. So they added the future stuff that they needed. They unloaded some players that weren't going to help them win in terms of Terry Rozier and Gordon Hayward. So they've set themselves up well for the future. I think the addition of Grant Williams, a guy that has done some winning and can be a little bit of a veteran sort of a presence, could help that team, even though he's a younger guy. I'm happy that they finally decided to make the push and to finally clean house and to start over. I'm glad that they seem to finally have a plan. That's what I've always wanted. What's the plan? Are you going for it or are you not? They decided they're going to push off. They're going to fold, and they're going to wait until the next hand. And I'm excited to see what that looks like for them.
At HU Cosell, Brendan Woodard, our friend, NBA analyst for us here on the Adam Gold Show. Sir, I'll talk to you very soon, my man.
Absolutely.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.